Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Arnold Bourne Kneecap Funeral Home, also Tall Grass Motors, and on our Facebook Live, brought to you by Arvest Bank. Michaela Curlis is with us here, and she is the Director of Development for OKM, and we have the Oompa Bands warming up there one time there for the Oktoberfest. How are you there?
Doing well. Enjoying this beautiful weather. It seems like it's gotten the message that it's fall now.
Finally!
Finally! I'm excited. It's beautiful for outdoor events, just like Oktoberfest.
Now, this is coming up on October the
2nd.
The 2nd. Yeah, the 2nd.
Yes.
And it's going to be downtown right there on 2nd.
Exactly. So that's easy to remember. October 2nd on 2nd Street and Dewey Avenue. It's from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. And, you know, it's a ticketed event for adults. It's $15 for students ages 13 to 20. It's $10, and then all kids 12 and under are completely free. Admission is free, and most of the activities there for children are also free. So,
yeah,
families bring as many of your children, your grandchildren out, and enjoy the fun. We have some wonderful food that's going to be provided. We have the Price's Meat Market. We'll be providing the sauerkraut and the German potato salad and the hot dogs. And then we have Crossing Second, which will be providing the pretzels as well as some strudel. And then we have the eatery, which will be providing most of the desserts. And then we have a coffee truck. So for those of you who want some beverages other than beer and wine, then this is a great option for you. Of course, we have three different breweries that are going to be providing the beer. So we have our hometown Cooper and Mill Brewery, and then we have the Scissor Tail, which is out of Dewey, and then the Nook, which is Broken Arrow. So again, that's a really great thing right here to bring together three different communities of you have Bartlesville, Dewey, and Broken Arrow all coming together for one event.
This is really cool. Now, we've got the music, we've got the dancers, all the fun that we've come to know over the years. But we also have a few new things, like a penny toss. And what's this money machine I'm hearing about?
Yes, so the money machine is part of our new Schwab tent. That's German for fun, and that's our tent devoted to students. Mm-hmm. And the money machine is sort of a inflatable tube, and you go in. There's all these dollar bills flying up in your face, and you have, depending on how much you want to pay, you can have like 30 seconds to a minute to catch as many bills as you want, so you can be a millionaire in minutes.
Yeah, well, there you go, and have a lot of fun doing that, too, and your friends can also say, you missed one. That's the part I like.
Absolutely, there is the penny toss. That's a new game, and that is something where we've been collecting pennies. Our staff at OKM Music has been doing that and asking other people to donate pennies. And this is a game where we'll give you a sack of pennies, and you'll try and toss them into beer steins. And normally in Germany, you do it when the beer is filled, and you toss them into other people's drinks. Apparently, that's a good
that's
tradition.
A thing, huh?
That's a thing. But we're not going to do that here because that seems a bit rude. So we're going to toss the pennies into empty ones.
And
not sanitary whatsoever. So you'll toss them into empty ones, and depending on how many you get into the beer stein, you'll win a prize.
Well, very good, very good. We're going to have some, raffle items or something?
We are, yes. So this year we have several different raffle items. The first one, we have two different Yetis, and they're going to be filled with German treats as well as gift cards to different organizations in Bartlesville as well as in different areas. I think the other one that we have is the Bright Wine Cellars Club.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And so that is, if you win that, you will get 6 bottles of wine per month for an entire year. Mm-hmm. And before you get the wine, you will take sort of an evaluation test, and it'll ask you different questions about what preferences do you like? Do you like sweet or savory and that type of thing? so that the bottles of wine are customized to your independent taste. So that's really fun.
One to fit my palate?
Yes. For the perfect cheeses that you have late at night, wine and cheese. So those are our different raffle items. And then we have this year, which is something different, is a live auction.
Wow.
And so for the live auction, that is going to be two tickets to the Bedlam. It's OSU versus OU game. It is going to be on November 27th at 12 p.m.
Wow.
And the exciting thing about this is it might be the last Bedlam game. Those of you fans who are OSU versus OU really in that rivalry there, this is your chance to get those tickets.
Now, are we going to do the auction in English or German? I can just hear that.
You know, it would be a lot more entertaining if it was German. I don't know. I might have to brush up on it.
There you go. I just wondered. Yeah.
But no, that's going to be really fun. So for anyone who is a sports fan, you know, husbands, convince your wives to come out, and maybe that can be a nice early Christmas present for them.
There you go. This is going to be a lot of fun. It just seems like we're adding new layers of fun. Do different components all the time. It's great.
We are. We try to really reach out and give something to everyone of every age. And that's why we tried to include a teen tent this year to get that age group to be more involved in events like this. Mm-hmm. So we have a variety of things, but we couldn't do it without people there to help bring the event. You know, not only the year-round staff like myself and others who have been working tirelessly at the office making this come to realization, but we need volunteers.
Yeah, we do. And can you think of anything else that feels more like play than work if you volunteer for Oktoberfest?
No, this is actually, you know, if I wasn't already working at OKM, I would definitely volunteer at something like this because it's really fun.
It's
not difficult at all, and you get to actually choose. If you go onto our website, there is a button that says volunteer sign up under the Oktoberfest tab, and it allows you to pick which spot you want. There's helping at gate admission, there's helping at the children's tent, the adult tent, the teen tent, helping with the different lawn games. And so you can choose which one you feel would be most fitting for yourself. And you can, it's not for the entire night. You can choose different time slots. I think most of the time slots range from an hour to 4 hours, depending on what you want. And the best thing of all is that all volunteers, they get free admission to the actual event, and they get a meal voucher. Mm. So free meal, free event.
Why not? Have fun.
Exactly.
Very good. You know, we also have some other people and entities that make this all possible, and the list grows every year, and that means that success, you know, kind of encourages more success. We have a list of sponsors, and I think we really should take some time out to really say thank you to them.
I agree, yes. We could not do anything at OKM without our generous contributions from our sponsors, who really do make it possible for us to continue providing Bartlesville with quality music events throughout the year. And so I'd just like to take a moment to thank all of them. So first we have Accenture, Arvis Bank, Cooper & Mill Brewery, ConocoPhillips, Crossing Second, Dungis Family of Auto, DSR, Farmers through Brian Kennedy, Farmers through Thomas Leathers, Gorman Construction, Debbie & Mark Haskell, DSR, Boom Moto, Botten Field Construction, Bravura Dansu, Holtz Electric, Honey's Flowers, Leo Aguilar, Price's Meat Market, Rosso's Coffee, Spear Travel, Roto-Rooter Service, Maryland Mim Attorney at Law, Moxie's on Second, Kelleher Outdoor Advertising, Phillip 66, The Eatery, Osborne Books through Stephanie King, Revo Financial, Stump Funeral Home, Trudy Credit Union, and PDG Plus Creative Design.
And these are all people that you do business with right here in town.
Yes.
And around the area. I mean, so they're not strangers. They're friends of yours.
No, that's wonderful. I mean, this is over 30 different organizations mainly from Bartlesville, who have come together to help support OKM Music, and that's wonderful to be able to have that sort of synergy and community connection.
And I like that. I saw what you did there. And folks, remember, next time you do business with these fine sponsors, please tell them thank you for Oktoberfest and for supporting OKM. I'd really appreciate it. They'd appreciate it, too.
Yes, many of them are going to have tents there, corporate tents, and so.
Nice. You can tell them right there on the spot.
Yes. Some of the employees and staff members, family members from the company will be there. So be sure to give them a shout-out and just say how appreciative you are that they contributed to this event.
Oh, my goodness sake. So much fun. Once again, this is October 2nd. It's on 2nd Street. At Dewey, and it's right there in downtown Bartlesville. You can't miss it. Follow the sound of joyful noise.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. And, of course, people having fun.
They are having fun. We're going to, as well as food, they're going to have be entertained by Tulsa's German-American Society. So we will have the famous polka dancers who have come out with us before, and they'll be entertaining the guests through interactive performances. We're going to have the Blockspiel and Mockschmel bands, and so they'll be, you know, performing the oompa-pa polka music all throughout the night, 4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Now, this is a fundraiser, and you might want to know why OKM Music needs to raise funds, and it's for two very important things.
Yes, so it is mainly for our music festival that happens every June.
Yeah.
This is the major event, and it normally runs from about a week to 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We bring in, you know, homegrown talent artists to internationally acclaimed artists who have traveled the world and performed. And so this is something that we really take pride in. And in order to do that, we need to be able to fund and provide the artists with accommodations and travel fees and just all the things that go into building a festival. And so things like Oktoberfest and Chris Kindle are what helps us to do that.
Helps drive the bus a little bit, as they say. And of course, with the children's programs.
Whew. Yes, the children's programming is very near and dear to our heart as well. OKM has expanded its mission from not only just giving performances and bringing quality music to Bartlesville and Oklahoma in general, but expanding into music education, because we really do believe that arts education is a crucial part to building up children and making them very well-rounded individuals.
We're speaking with Michaela Curlis, and she is with OKM Music. Can we tell people how they can get their tickets now that we've got them really wanting to go?
Yes. So in order to get your tickets, there are multiple ways. You can go onto our website, and that is okmmusic.org. There'll be a little tab for Oktoberfest. Just click on the admission buttons and buy your tickets there. You can also call us at our office, which is 918-336-9900. Or you can stop by in person, and our office is 415 South Dewey Avenue, right downtown, next to the Rogers State Building and across from the little Arvis Bank drive-through.
And look for the white buffalo with music notes on it.
Absolutely. That's a good giveaway. And then tickets will also be on sale on the day of the event. So if you just realize, oh, I haven't bought tickets yet and it's already October 2nd, come stop by at the gate and you can purchase tickets there.
Michaela, I want to thank you very much for being with us today, and thank you for being one of our favorite guests here.
Oh, well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
All right. Thank you very much. We've got news coming up in a little bit and also a check of the weather right here at K1, the one you trust. You've been listening to Community Connection, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home on K1, the one you trust.